With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. A nonprofit organization has created a new tool to measure the quality of education in Kalamazoo County. The Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo, itself a project of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation, has put together a scorecard. It's designed to measure students' progress from cradle to career. It combines narrative and numbers as it tracks students through 7 benchmarks in their development, starting with their readiness for kindergarten and following them into college and beyond. The scorecard is built on a data analysis carried out by the Upjohn Institute. I recently spoke with the Learning Network's Amy Slancic to learn more about the results and how they'll inform the group's next step. I was struck by the presentation of the scorecard. I had kind of expected to be hit with a wall of numbers. And in fact, it looks like graphics and illustrations play a big role in it. How did you decide to go with that format?
So we wanted to make it community friendly, so readable and simple by all different audiences that the Learning Network attracts.
Some of the statistics on the surface anyway, they look a bit discouraging. Looking at kindergarten readiness, for example, in 2013, you've got 54% of kindergartners, I believe, who were ready, or 54% of children headed into kindergarten who were ready for that. And that was down from 60% a few years ago. You look at K-3 education, you've got, you know, about 70% reading proficiency, which is going up, and 41% in math. But 41% math proficiency, that sounds low.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we know that. And, you know, one of the reasons for this scorecard is not to point fingers at anyone or to call out maybe what's not working. It's more to say, okay, community, here's where we are. How can the community support the schools and vice versa to set these kids up for success? And one of the things that the Learning Network is working really hard on with its partners throughout the continuum is to look at what is really working, and are we doing that in Kalamazoo? How can we scale it? How can we scale what's working, what we know is working? I think the scorecard also adds a level of urgency or a call to action in our community.
If there were a point or a handful of points on that continuum where you could intervene now and wave a wand and change something, what would be the most critical points?
I think right now all of the work that we're doing in the early childhood, just because of what you're hearing and the support that we're getting around early childhood, is probably, I think, maybe the most urgent. But I hate to say that, because then at the same time you hear about that middle school group, so that, you know, like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, where that's key to kids staying in school and not dropping out. And we know that kids need to start thinking about in middle school what it is that they want to do in their adult life, and so what paths should they be looking at to get them there. And so I think that's another critical piece. I also think the adult literacy is a key piece, because most of folks, if they have trouble reading, they might have small kids at home. And so creating an environment then for their kids to be successful along the education continuum is key as well. And so if they have trouble reading, they might not be able to access what's needed in enrolling their kids in pre-K.
Is there a statistic or a piece of information that you find to be particularly worrisome or particularly encouraging in the scorecard?
I think worrisome would be the numbers of adults who cannot read above the 6th grade level. I think that that's worrisome, because it's something that I don't think in the past has been brought to the surface. And so all of a sudden now, communities are seeing these great numbers of adults that can't read.
Education is sometimes awash in numbers and metrics, tests, reports. I'm wondering what the scorecard adds to the picture in Kalamazoo County. What wasn't known before that you've brought to light?
I don't think that there's anything on the scorecard that wasn't known before, because it's public data. But I think what the scorecard does is it puts it all together for someone to understand from zero to adult. Here's how it can impact a child throughout their various years of education. And so I think it puts it into a story of someone across their life. And as I said, it makes it more urgent because it's right there and you can read it.
Amy Slancic of the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
The Learning Network has published its scorecard for education in Kalamazoo County on its website. There's a link at wmuk.org.